And good morning, ladies and gentlemen, fellow Earthlings, people all around the world. It is November 22nd, 2008, and you are listening to the Liberty Hour, just as always, every Saturday morning at 11 a.m. Eastern Time. And as always, I am with you, helping to steer this ship, hopefully towards peace, justice, and the American way. Notice that I put peace first, because that is the thing that we need first and foremost right now, ladies and gentlemen, is peace. As I said, ladies and gentlemen, it is November the 22nd, and in case the significance of that date may have missed you these early morning hours, it was on this day 45 years ago, that President John F. Kennedy was shot and killed in Dallas, Texas. Now, the reason that I started off the program mentioning that is to remind you, to remind all of us, that we are living in a very, very dangerous, very topsy-turvy world these days, where powerful people can get away with doing things such as murdering an American president. Now, some of you out there may be saying to yourselves, well, no, the people involved in this didn't get away with it. Lee Harvey Oswald was killed by Jack Ruby, and the matter was settled. But, of course, anybody who has spent even 5 minutes looking at some of the evidence surrounding the assassination of John F. Kennedy, there's no way that you can walk away from it with the conclusion other than something much bigger took place than simply one lone nut with a Carcano rifle gunning down our president. And on that note, I would also like to recommend to you out there, you listeners, that you get a hold of a book entitled Final Judgment, written by my very good friend and mentor, Michael Collins Piper, who also writes for American Free Press, as I do. It was a life-changing book for me, ladies and gentlemen, and I guarantee it will be a life-changing book for you as well if you have not come in contact with this information yet. In my opinion, Mike Piper basically has figured out not just the whodunit, but why they did it. President Kennedy was standing in the way of Israel getting a hold of a nuclear weapon, and this is the reason why he had to be eliminated. Having said that, I would ask all of you to pray for the repose of the soul of this man. I'm certain that his surviving family members probably find this to be a very difficult day. Pray for them as well. As usual, I have with me my good friend Phil Turney, survivor of Israel's deliberate, premeditated attack on the USS Liberty 41 years ago, an act of war that took place just a few years after John F. Kennedy was assassinated. Phil, say hello to the world.
Yeah, hey, good morning, world. How are you doing, Mark? I hope everything's good for you there and it's not raining.
No, it's good. It's an unusual day in North Idaho for November. There's this big yellow thing in the sky that we probably won't see again for another 6 months, known as the sun. And so for that, I am very grateful that we're going to have some sunshine today. Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to have a very special guest with us. We had him as a guest back in August. His name is Philip Giraldi. He is a former CIA officer. And we are going to be talking about some very interesting, very important things. Cannot tell you how honored and grateful Phil and I are to have him on today. There is the music indicating we're going to our first break. Everybody stay tuned, and we will be back in 3 minutes. Don't go away. You don't want to miss this show.
Here's something. It doesn't matter if you're white, black, red, purple, fen, fat, or oblong. If you're eating food, you need to clean out the inside of your body. Why? Because undigested food and toxic chemicals build up in the digestive tract every day. If you think this can't hurt you, think again. It already has. Indigestion, bloating, gas, irregularity, and constipation are all connected to this toxic buildup. Here's what you can do about it. Take a supplement called AlloCleanse. It's all natural, and it gently cleanses the entire digestive tract. All that leftover junk inside your body gets flushed away, and your bathroom habits suddenly become a whole lot smoother. Laugh all you want, but it's true. And it's why millions of people use AlloCleanse daily. They get more energy, they're healthier, and they look better. You'd be surprised. To try AlloCleanse risk-free, call 1-800-547-6603. That's 1-800-547-6603. Or log on to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click onto the AlloEase colon banner and learn more about this product.
With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing. How to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power? Let the Republic Trading Group help you see through the fog and deception of the fiat money masters. The fact is, gold is and always has been the only insurance against the erosion of your wealth. So put the power of gold to work for you and rest assured your purchasing power is secure. Buy your gold from the most dependable and reputable dealer, Republic Trading Group. Call today 1-800-691-7898 and let Robbie Noel help you see through the fog. When you support the Republic Trading Group, you're also supporting Republic Broadcasting Network. So visit our new and improved website today, republictradinggroup.net, for daily news and information from around the world. Don't be confused. Call Republic Trading Group today, 1-800-691-7898, and lock in the power of gold.
Deep in the Brazilian rainforest of the Amazon grows the acai berry. Considered to be one of nature's most complete and healthy foods, the acai berry is loaded with antioxidants, amino acids, essential omegas, fibers, phytonutrients, and protein. A superfood? Yes. YourLivingFruit.com now brings the acai product, the timing, the company, the opportunity, and the cause to you. Some of the health benefits associated with the acai berry are increase in sustained energy, help with cholesterol management, improvement of digestive system, strengthening immune system, and more. Acai berry boasts 10 times the antioxidant benefits of grapes and twice that of blueberries. Are acai berry health benefits right for you? Is the opportunity right for you? Find out at YourLivingFruit.com. YourLivingFruit.com will show you the remarkable and continually documented health benefits of the acai berry. Visit YourLivingFruit.com. That's YourLivingFruit.com.
Beautiful Colorado. It's just gorgeous out. I hope it's nice for your where you're at also. Again, thank you for joining the Liberty Hour. And, of course, you know this show is dedicated to 34 brave men that died on the USS Liberty 1967, June the 8th. I said died. I should have said murdered, slaughtered, however you want to put it. They didn't have a chance. And to the 174 men that were wounded by the government of Israel in a sneak attack on our ship, June 8, 1967 at 2 o'clock in the afternoon on a sunny, sunny day. I'm going to cut this kind of short because I know Philip has is not going to be on with us real long. I think a half hour or so, but and I don't want to goof around and waste any time. But I do want to thank John Stattmiller and Manny and his crew for doing such a wonderful job and putting us on the air, and everybody else that's on RBN. I have a great deal of respect for the host. And RBN is, you know, is the voice of freedom of speech of radio. And there's not many of them out there that I know of like RBN. If you want to get the truth, if you want to get freedom of speech, you have to go to RBN. And if you want to read it, you have to go to American Free Press newspaper, where Mark Glenn is the star club reporter. And you just have to read his articles. They're fantastic. He does a lot of his homework. He digs deep, tries to get the truth out to everybody. And Mark, with that being said, if you would please bring up our special guest, Philip, and let's get going.
Yes, ladies and gentlemen, as I said before the first break, we have Philip Giraldi, a former CIA analyst and officer of many years. We had him on in August to talk about some very important things, and now we are blessed again in having him with us today. Mr. Giraldi, are you with us? Mr. Giraldi?
Yes, good morning.
How are you?
I'm fine.
Thank you for being on. I'm going to cut right to the chase here, Mr. Giraldi. There is an article that you wrote within the last week, dealing with Obama's decision to appoint Rahm Emanuel as chief of staff. Now, I'm sure that by this time you probably are blue in the face discussing this topic, as a lot of people are. You know, being the first shot out of the box, as it were, with the new president-elect, this has ominous signs. As you pointed out in your article that appeared on antiwar.com and several other websites, this does not bode well in terms of the quote-unquote change that Americans had voted for when they elected Barack Obama. Why don't you tell the people listening today why this appointment signals that things are going to pretty much remain business as usual, at least with regards to America and her wars in the Middle East?
Well, I think there are two big issues here. And the one big issue is that, as you correctly point out, in the election and in the lead-up to the election, the American public made it very clear that we don't want any more of these wars of choice in the Middle East. And so it's a little bit ironic, I think, that the first appointment by the new president is a man who symbolizes a continuation of wars in the Middle East, a man who has supported these wars, and a man who very much supports yet another war, going to war against Iran. So this was, I think, a very bad choice in terms of clearly how Obama views the electorate, in that he thinks he can take for granted the fact that they elected him on an anti-war platform, basically, to get us out of Iraq, to not get us involved in new places, and yet his first appointment is somebody who stands for quite the opposite.
Well, and, Mr. Jarabi, I'm sure. Sorry, go ahead.
Yeah, and I would say the second issue, let me just say very quickly, is that he is basically, Rahm Emanuel is basically an Israeli. If you read the Israeli media as I do, you would see that they refer to him consistently as an Israeli, and they expect him to present the Israeli point of view in the White House. And I think, in my mind, anyone who has a close connection with any foreign country should not be filling a senior position in the administration.
Well, let's talk about that senior position, as you put it, first of all. There are some people who would say, oh, what are you conspiracy theorists and anti-Semites getting your underwear in a knot about? It's just the chief of staff. He's just more or less a secretary, blah, blah, blah. Why don't you elucidate for us the significance of this particular post? Is it an important post, chief of staff, or is it something that we really don't have to worry much about?
It's an extremely important post. The chief of staff to the president serves as the gatekeeper to the president. So he, in effect, is the person that sets the agenda for the president and brings in people that are allegedly experts to provide their opinion on what policy should be. So who do you think Rahm Emanuel is going to be bringing in as experts, or when the president is looking at a specific issue, like perhaps the Middle East? It's not going to be people like myself, who are interested in disengaging from the Middle East and getting a peaceful solution to the conflict that's going on there. It's going to be someone who has quite the opposite view. So it's very important in that respect. And also, Rahm Emanuel is part of the inner circle of the president. He's going to be the man, together with, unfortunately, it looks like Hillary Clinton, who's going to be advising the president on foreign policy issues. And, you know, it seems to me that this is the wrong signal that's being sent.
Well, you know, Mr. Giraldi, when I first heard about this, and I heard about it a week before it had been made official, the announcement that Rahm Emanuel was going to be chief of staff, my first thought was not so much that this was a signal to the Zionist community that Obama was their man, so to speak. The thing that concerns me is that Rahm Emanuel, being in that position, I mean, let's just face it, as you pointed out, he is an Israeli citizen. He volunteered for the Israeli government when it was when the United States was fighting Saddam Hussein's army during the first Gulf War. The thing that concerns me is not only that he's going to be bringing a certain flavor of people to the White House to advise the president, he's also going to be the eyes and ears of a foreign power, meaning whatever he hears, whatever he sees, all of these things, as you know, being a former intelligence agent or analyst, whatever you want to call it, you know, governments, they sift through the tiniest pieces of information that they can use in putting pressure on powerful people. So by being the eyes and ears of Israel in the White House, they effectively have somebody who could at least provide Israel's intelligence services with information that can be used as pressure points against the president. Would you agree with me on that?
Well, I agree up to a certain point. I agree that that basically Rahm Emanuel has close and continuing ties to Israel. His father lives there, for example. He spends every summer vacation in Israel. Basically, he's going to be a guy in the White House who is going to think nothing of having a lunch with the Israeli ambassador. And while he's having lunch with the Israeli ambassador, God knows what he's going to be willing to say. I think that, you know, again, the issue here is not whether ultimately they can pressure the administration, because that's kind of hard to measure. But I think the issue here is that you have somebody who basically has a close and continuing loyalty to another country in a very key position in the administration, who has access to all kinds of security information, and also is in a position to influence policy.
Phil Turney.
Yes, Mr. Giraldi, thank you for being with us today. And, you know, I was looking at the Hillary Clinton appointment. It looked like that's a done deal. And of course, she's already said that she would flatten Iran, wipe it off the map, so to speak. And then we have Vice President-elect Joe, I'm a Zionist, Biden. And, of course, we got Emanuel, and who else is going to come into the administration. With all these, just these three components, you being an analyst, a person that knows more about this than most of us, what are your thoughts on us? Are we closer to war now, or what do you think is going to happen?
Well, first of all, let me correct you. I was not a CIA analyst. I was a CIA field officer. I was overseas, and I was recruiting agents and spies and that kind of thing.
Okay, I apologize.
That's
I apologize.
Okay. It's not a big thing. But anyway, what I think is, yeah, we're seeing a definite tilt in the wrong direction with the appointment of these kind of people. They're all very pro-Israeli. They're very much going to manifest that in terms of the kind of foreign policy they're going to push. And whether we're closer to war or not, I don't know. I mean, there are a lot of things on the table that make it difficult for the United States to start another war now. And I would point out, of course, the economy. I think even no matter how warlike these people want to think themselves, I think they have to think twice in terms of the economic costs of going to war again. So there are things that are pushing in the other direction, and I like to be optimistic that these other things will be stronger. But very definitely, yeah, I'm disappointed in these three appointments. Biden, of course, not an appointment, elected official. I'm somewhat hopeful that General Jones, who's being spoken of as probably the National Security Advisor, would be a countervailing influence. He is not by any means in the Israeli pocket, and he's not someone who basically will go along with this perceived wisdom. So, you know, maybe there are some things that will be pushing in the other direction.
Interesting. Well, you know, I have friends in the Middle Eastern community, Mr. Giraldi. Of course, when Obama was elected, they were ecstatic, euphoric, whatever word you want to give it about him being elected, and they were saying, okay, we're finally going to get a balancing voice here. He's not going to allow himself to be pushed around. You know, the last president who tried to put pressure on Israel was Bill Clinton, and he found himself in the middle of a sex scandal involving a young Jewish lady named Monica Lewinsky. Anyway, we'll pick this up after the break. Everyone stay tuned. We will be right back in three.
Cartivite is probably the most misunderstood supplement today. Cartivite is packed full of vitamins at cell level to help your whole body function like it used to. Today's diet is lacking in the trace minerals and nutrients our body needs to maintain our good health. Get the toxins and heavy metals out and allow your body to do the job God intended. Made for the heart, Cartavite helps in so many other ways. So order your four-month special of either the capsules or tincture for just $125 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com. That toll-free number, 1-877-928-8822. Cartavite, circulation for life.
The headlines are clear. The worldwide economic collapse is here. The military is being positioned for martial law. The mark of the beast is at hand. Governments are calling for a new world cashless economic system. Having a long-term food solution is your only hope to stay free. Now, Survivalist Seeds introduces their Escape the Beast Kit. 24 varieties of all-natural, non-genetically modified heirloom seeds. For true patriots and homesteaders wanting food insurance. That's over 5 pounds of rare historic seeds for a penny per seed. 15,000 seeds that will feed a family healthy food for 7 years. Big John Lipscomb, host of Don't Tread on Me, is including an instructional DVD that will teach you how to earn big money selling the produce from his incredible heirloom seeds back to him, restaurants, and small delis. Don't buy from copycats. Their fancy packaging is not free. Order today before it's too late. SurvivalistSeeds.com. That's SurvivalistSeeds.com. A long-term food solution.
Flu and cold season are almost here. I watch as many rush to inject themselves with a magic potion of drugs to prevent sickness, never knowing what's in the needle. Now that's a form of trust I don't have. What's my choice? Life Change Tea. Life Change Tea cleanses the body from chemicals, toxins, parasites, and more. And the ingredients are written on the package. It's all natural, it's safe, and of course, it works. My name is Ronnie McMullen, host of the national talk show program, The Prophetic Watch. I wouldn't put my name and approval on this product if it didn't work. GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Or call 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. Operators are waiting. Take charge of your life. GetTheTea.com.
Gentlemen, just going to cut right to business here since we only have Mr. Giraldi on with us for a short time. Mr. Giraldi, what you were saying before the break, you know, my concern is this. When it comes to, I mean, after all, the name of this radio program is the Liberty Hour, and is co-hosted by one of the survivors of Israel's deliberate attack on the USS Liberty 41 years ago. When you look at Israel's history, and the things that she has done, she has proven herself to be very reckless, very dangerous. In fact, I believe it was even your intelligence agency, the CIA, that characterized Israel as the most aggressive and dangerous spy organization that the U.S. deals with, has to deal with. So the thing that worries me is this. As I pointed out before the break, the last president who tried to put the brakes on Israel and her very irrational demands as far as American involvement in that region was Bill Clinton. And as soon as he did, he found himself in the middle of a scandal that resulted in his impeachment. Now, my point is this, as rough as the language is, as indelicate as it may be, nobody gets away with giving the middle finger to Israel. And so, as much as we may be hopeful about this new president and possibility that he may rein in some of this influence, my concern is that we have a very powerful, very ruthless entity who is willing to resort to desperate measures in getting what she wants. And let's face it, she has made it clear that what she wants is increased war in the United, or in the Middle East and even beyond. So I'd like to know what you think about that. Is having a rational president enough, is my question.
Well, maybe not. I mean, and I would add to your example of Bill Clinton, his predecessor, George H.W. Bush, who tried to stop loan guarantees to Israel and then subsequently was not reelected after the media got all over him. So, you know, there are a couple of examples of that. I think there are a couple ways to look at this in terms of the Obama appointments. As I've said, I'm not really happy with them. But there's another way to look at this, which is that Obama was really raked over the coals by AIPAC and the Israeli lobby in general in the lead up to his nomination as the candidate. And he might not really like that a whole lot. And he's indicated in his history that he's had a great deal of sympathy for the Palestinian cause, although he hasn't spoken about that lately. And I suspect that Obama might deliberately be appointing people that are very pro-Israeli to certain positions, because that way he covers his back. And if he starts to push for some kind of solution to the Palestinian problem in a serious way, then basically, you know, he can say, hey, I've got people that are so pro-Israeli in my administration, how can you criticize me? So that's a possibility down the road, and I would like to hope that maybe that is the possibility. On the other hand, the other way to look at it is that Obama has done the mathematics on this, and he's figured out that, hey, the Israeli lobby is not to be crossed under any circumstances, and basically I'm going to put up with whatever they want. So, you know, a couple ways to look at it.
Yeah. I hate to have a default mode where I automatically assume the worst when it comes to Israel's influence in our government. But, I mean, I've just seen there are too many bodies in terms of good men and women who were not reelected, good men and women who basically went down in flames, whether it was a lost election or whether it was even criminal prosecution because of the stance that they took. I mean, for God's sake, look what they did to Jimmy Carter, right? Basically have just run him into the mud and basically dragged his name down to even lower than his brother Billy's name was when Carter was president.
And bear in mind that Rahm Emanuel was one of those Democrats. He was one of the ones who kept Jimmy Carter from even speaking at the Democratic National Convention. It was unprecedented that a former president of the United States was not allowed to speak.
Exactly. And the thing that concerns me, Mr. Giraldi, and I think, I stress that word, I think that you would agree with me on this. You know, intelligence services, and particularly Israel's intelligence services, they're very good on digging up dirt on people. And I guarantee you that long before Obama's name was considered, his name was pulled out of a hat in terms of being the nominee, they knew everything that there was to know about him, and particularly all of the embarrassing stuff that could be used against him. And so the thing that concerns me is that if Obama does decide to take his oath of office seriously and decides to put America first, that Israel's intelligence services, through their control of our mass media, are going to dig up a lot of this information just as they did with Bill Clinton. And this is going to be the thing that is the deciding factor as to whether or not President-elect Obama is going to put America first or put the interests of the Jewish state first. And so, like you, I'm hopeful, but at the same time, I have to be cautious. I mean, we have to understand we're dealing with a very ruthless agency here. And, you know, they're not as interested in the greater peace of the world as much as they are with maintaining this idea that upon which the Jewish state was founded. Mr. Drawley, we have somebody who would like to speak with you on the line, and it is James from California. James, come on up.
Thank you for taking my call. It's an honor to have Mr. Drawley on the air as well, and I'm glad I was able to get him back on for the
Liberty
Hour.
I'm sorry to have to cut you off, but there's the music indicating we're going to a break. Bring you right back up after that, and we will just move along, as it were. So everybody stay tuned. We will be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Here's something. It doesn't matter if you're white, black, red, purple, fen, fat, or oblong. If you're eating food, you need to clean out the inside of your body. Why? Because undigested food and toxic chemicals build up in the digestive tract every day. If you think this can't hurt you, think again. It already has. Indigestion, bloating, gas, irregularity, and constipation are all connected to this toxic buildup. Here's what you can do about it. Take a supplement called AlloCleanse. It's all natural, and it gently cleanses the entire digestive tract. All that leftover junk inside your body gets flushed away, and your bathroom habits suddenly become a whole lot smoother. Laugh all you want, but it's true. And it's why millions of people use AlloCleanse daily. They get more energy, they're healthier, and they look better. You'd be surprised. To try AlloCleanse risk-free, call 1-800-547-6603. That's 1-800-547-6603. Or log on to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click onto the AlloEase colon banner and learn more about this product.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
Deep in the Brazilian rainforest of the Amazon grows the acai berry. Considered to be one of nature's most complete and healthy foods, the acai berry is loaded with antioxidants, amino acids, essential omegas, fibers, phytonutrients, and protein. A superfood? Yes. YourLivingFruit.com now brings the acai product, the timing, the company, the opportunity, and the cause to you. Some of the health benefits associated with the acai berry are increase in sustained energy, help with cholesterol management, improvement of digestive system, strengthening immune system, and more. Acai berry boasts 10 times the antioxidant benefits of grapes and twice that of blueberries. Are acai berry health benefits right for you? Is the opportunity right for you? Find out at YourLivingFruit.com. YourLivingFruit.com will show you the remarkable and continually documented health benefits of the acai berry. Visit YourLivingFruit.com. That's YourLivingFruit.com.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to the second hour of the Liberty Hour. Thank you very much for joining us. And, James, before you get into your question there, I just have to add one thing here. No matter how the Obama cabinet, stretches out, whoever comes up to be the winners here, we also have 435 members of Congress that will not say or do a word against AIPAC, Israel, or anything that concerns Israel in any way. They will not say a derogatory word, or they're out the door. With that being said, James, go ahead and finish your thoughts, and thanks for giving us a call.
Very welcome. Very glad to have been able to help you guys get Mr. Drawley back on the air like he is today. I'd just like to clarify that statement. There is one who will stand up to AIPAC, and that's the congressman that I voted for as a write-in here in California, and that's Ron Paul. And I think it should be said that Mr. Giraldi was also Ron Paul's foreign policy advisor. It's my information. I've been a follower of Mr. Giraldi's articles for quite some time now, going back to the one that he'd written for the American Conservative, titled Forging the Case for War, who was behind the Niger uranium documents. And that, of course, was the JINSA operative, the Jewish Institute for National Security Affairs operative, Michael Ledeen. Had actually been in touch with Valerie Plame and had sent her some books, including James Bamford's A Pretext for War book and other ones as well that she was appreciative of. But I've got some points that I'd like to touch on with regard to how these same neoconservatives of the JINSA, PNAC, AEI crowd have tried to lay the blame for the Iraq quagmire on the CIA. And I'd just like to have Mr. Giraldi correct that, just as James Bamford lays it out in his excellent A Pretext for War book. Basically, the CIA had it right, and the pressure coming down from Dick Cheney, who was associated with the same JINSA, PNAC, AEI crowd, had made repeated visits to Langley to pressure not only the analysts that were involved, to get the intelligence that he and the neoconservatives wanted for the war for Israel in Iraq, but also the political appointee of the CIA, George Tenet. And initially he was resisting, and then obviously not being a career CIA officer or any background in CIA really, just a political appointee, he actually caved in and went along with the war. And I'd just like Mr. Giraldi to comment on that. Also, with regard to what he'd said about General Jones, I hope he's right on that, too. I'd actually been in touch with General Jones, where he is currently at the U.S. Chamber of Commerce, and had a brief conversation with him after seeing him on C-SPAN one day. And I'd mentioned that did he know that the whole situation in Afghanistan was basically, you know, we went in there because of 9/11. And that 9/11 had happened because of our support for Israel with regard to our foreign policy and such. And he said, he basically argued back, and he said, you know, I'm a former NATO commander, and I was there for quite a few years, and there's no way Israel had anything to do with 9/11. And I said, well, Mr. General Jones, please do yourself a favor. We probably won't talk again anytime soon. I appreciate your time on the phone. But go to James Bamford's A Pretext for War book and look up Israel as a terrorist motivation in the index. Hopefully he got something out of that. We'll have to see if he becomes a national security advisor with the Obama presidency or the Obama regime. Another individual I'd like to bring up who we haven't talked about yet is Dennis Ross. Mm-hmm. It was actually a New York Times article that came out. It came out on November 3rd, and it basically it conveys that Dennis Ross, who is also associated with AIPAC, actually the AIPAC spinoff think tank, the Washington Institute for Near East Policy in D.C., that he's already underway with regard to laying the foundation for a coming attack on Iran. And my good friend Stephen Snigosky, who wrote the Transparent Cabal book, which Mr. Giraldi did a really nice review of over at Amazon.com, he's saying basically that Obama could be very dangerous with regard to the economic conditions that we're facing. What better diversion from that than to initiate a war? And I don't want to go on too long here, but I'll close with this. I was just at the American Jewish University about a week ago or so, and I questioned the former PNAC chairman, and of course, the Project for the New American Century, Bill Kristol, and I said, did you know that you were actually referenced in that same book, The Transparent Cabal, by Dr. Snigosky? And he, you know, tried to play that off, and I basically asked him what he thought we would do with regard to pursuing the situation with Iran. And he said, well, he thought that Obama would try to pursue it diplomatically and that it would probably not work out like it hasn't with the Bush regime. Then he said that harsher measures would be pursued and that those harsher measures would more than likely fail, you know, with Russia and China not going along with it. And then the young president would be at a crossroads with regard to what he'd have to do. Those weren't his exact words, but that's what he was conveying. Basically, what Mr. Kristol has in mind is military action. It was obvious. And that's what Dennis Ross is plotting, according to that New York Times article. And I think it's very, very concerning. And lastly, you can go to neoconzionistthreat.com, and you can see me actually confronting Dennis Ross at the Woodrow Wilson Center in D.C. a few years ago about his affiliation with AIPAC. It's in that What Motivated the 9/11 Hijackers YouTube that's linked on the lower right of neoconzionistthreat.com. And lastly, Phil Turnley got through to C-SPAN recently with a great call talking about the liberty and getting justice for all these after all these years with Eric Margolis. And you can see that over at neoconzionistthreat.com as well. There's a YouTube of it linked there. Thank you very much for your time.
Thank you, James. Phil, Phil Turnley, if you and I ever become president and vice president, we're going to have to give some kind of an important position to James because that guy, he is absolutely indispensable. Mr. Giraldi, I know that was kind of a long list there that James left for you. Can you address any of the issues that he brought up?
Well, let me address two issues, okay? First, Dennis Ross. I have not ignored Dennis Ross, as James probably knows. I wrote an article about him for Anti-War a couple weeks ago, in which basically I said that Dennis Ross is an agent of Israel in effect. I mean, he basically undercut Bill Clinton at Camp David by briefing the Israelis on all positions before we took them. In other words, the Israelis had to approve the United States positions in advance. And that was Dennis Ross's work. So I feel very strongly if Obama appoints Dennis Ross to a senior foreign policy position, it would be a disaster for the United States interests. Now he also asked about the CIA and the CIA being blamed for Iraq. Yeah, that's been true. That's been one of the neocon regular lines. And the reality is, of course, that when the vice president goes over to the CIA headquarters and wants something, and he forces them to rewrite something 13 times, he's finally going to get what he wants. There's no question about that. But the process was corrupted by the vice president and by George Tenet, as James pointed out, was a political appointee who wanted to do what the White House wanted. And the agency, I was at the CIA headquarters in 2001, 2002, and lots of people in the agency knew that the policies that were being cranked up about Iraq were all bogus. But the fact is that the policymakers were intent on starting a war anyway and were intent on doing that. And let me just add that you can see the same process playing out now in terms of Iran. Last December, the CIA issued a report saying Iran did not have a nuclear weapons program. And now, if you read the New York Times this past week, you see that there's the claims again coming out that they do. And if you look at the claims very carefully, they're essentially inflating and saying what if and what if and what if. And again, it's the same kind of process. You want the war to happen, and you try to justify it by creating the intelligence to support it. And this is exactly what we see happening again.
Mr. Jolly, we're going to be good to our word to you and cut you loose as soon as possible. Joel and I just have one more question for you before you go, and it deals with this issue of Jonathan Pollard. Now, there's a lot of stink coming out of Israel right now as George Bush approaches the end of his 8 years of his reign of terror, as some people would like to call it. A lot of stink coming out of Israel that Bush should pardon Pollard. What I would ask you, based on your prognosis, is Bush liable to do this, number one? And number two, what are the liabilities of having Jonathan Pollard released?
Well, I have been informed reliably that Jonathan Pollard still has information that would be damaging to the United States. So that's one good reason not to release him. In terms of the possibility that he will be pardoned by the president, I've heard it both ways. I've heard that the president is considering doing that, and I've also heard that because of pressure coming from the Pentagon and from the intelligence agencies, that he's afraid to do it and probably will not. So in any event, it's, you know, as far as I'm concerned, Jonathan Pollard should stay in jail for the rest of his life. And that would be, you know, less punishment probably than he deserves. But I believe that is true that there would be actual damage to U.S. security if he were released.
Mm-hmm. I agree with you. And as far as I'm concerned, the most dangerous thing about releasing Pollard is the fact that all of these people out there who are basically acting as agents for Israel, if Pollard is released, this is going to set a precedent. Yes, okay, he's been in jail, rotting away as he should be, for a long time. But the fact that he would get out, you know, that Israel would use this as a precedent, say, well, you know, Bill Clinton, he pardoned Mark Rich, who was an Israeli asset. He pardoned Jonathan Pollard. You know, let's just dispense with this case against AIPAC, against their two, top, analysts. And this is going to be a green light to all of these, for lack of a better word, Israeli spies out there who are reluctant to stick their neck too far out for Israel right now because of the fear that they may get into trouble. So that really is the most dangerous thing, is setting a precedent so that whenever any other Israeli spy is nabbed, of course, the argument can be made, well, you know, I mean, this isn't, it's not like Jonathan Pollard after all, and you let Pollard go, so let's just let this guy go as well.
Yeah, well, so, I agree with you. I agree with you. The precedent is very bad. And also, I would point out, I mean, what has happened with that Israeli spy who was arrested in New Jersey back a year ago, Ben Ami?
Exactly.
Have you heard anything about that? The fact is that it seems to me he was in the Pollard network, and nothing has been done to him.
Absolutely. Mr. Giraldi, we cannot thank you enough for coming on. Want to wish you a nice Thanksgiving this coming week, and please consider coming back on in the near future.
Absolutely, and thank you very much for having me.
Take care.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Well, Phil, I basically hogged the conversation. What do you have to say about all that business?
Well, Mark, I'll tell you, to me, you know, it was a very interesting interview. I wish we could have kept him on longer, but I think we pretty much got the picture, as you just said so well about Mr. Ross and also Mr. Giraldi did about if this guy gets in there, we're in deep trouble, but it looks like he's going to get in there anyway. I think that when President-elect Obama went ahead with Israel Emanuel, it set the stage for a worse takeover of our government than we've ever seen in history. Mm-hmm. And if it isn't somehow stopped, if it isn't somehow regulated, Mark, I estimate we'll be at war within several months.
Yeah, I agree with you, Phil. You know, basically what it boils down to, in my opinion, is that this entire Obama situation, assuming, of course, that he is elected by the Electoral College next month, this entire Obama situation was basically an exercise in what you call bait and switch. No matter who wins, Israel wins. And so they got the electorate, the American people, all worked up and excited over a new candidate, candidate of change, blah, blah, blah. But, you know, it's like a new cigarette coming out on the market that they advertise as healthier and better tasting and blah, blah, blah. But it's still a cigarette. It's still full of poison. It's still going to kill you. So, I think we're in big trouble. And, you know, people say, you know, the doo-doo is going to hit the fan. But as far as I'm concerned, Phil, the doo-doo hit the fan 41 years ago when you men were attacked and nothing was done about it. I mean, that was the sign that there is something seriously, seriously, seriously wrong in America when a little terrorist nation on the eastern shores of the Mediterranean Sea could get away with doing something like this to the United States.
No, I agree, Mark. You're exactly right. If Israel would have been put in its place, slapped down, attacked, their weapons taken away, their nuclear arms taken away for murdering Americans on the high seas, and, you know, this was a terrorist act. This wasn't we weren't at war with these guys. It was a terrorist attack. There's nothing less than it can be said about it. And our government, you know, goes along with the lies and the deceit and the corruption of these murderers and then protect murderers that we saw, eyewitnesses. We are eyewitnesses to murder, Mark, cold-blooded, premeditated murder by a foreign government, and we're screaming from the rooftops to our government that, hey, these guys did it. You know they did it. You're covering up for them. Now, you know, the USS Liberty Veterans Association has been trying and trying and trying, and we're about at our wits' end trying to get this thing out here and get it investigated. We need somebody that's really got to go get them, some prosecutor somewhere that would take this on, like Garrison did in the Kennedy assassination. But somebody out there listening to this show, somebody out there, or maybe a lot of you, know what we can do or can help us or have an idea or do something or know somebody or pressure Congress, keep on writing them. This has got to come out because, ladies and gentlemen, Israel is not going to stop what they did 41 years ago. It's just going to continue and continue and continue. And you must remember, this is so important, when they shot our ship up and tried to sink us and kill us all, they did this to a flagged American ship. They did this to your family. They did it to your children, your grandchildren. They put a gun right to their head and pulled the trigger, and we're letting them get by with it. I don't mean necessarily you, listening audience, but if we don't do anything about it, we're just as guilty as the people that pulled the trigger, and we need your help. We need it desperately. Mark, and I just hope that somebody out there listening, or all of you, please help us somehow, or give us suggestions. Let us know how we can get this into court, or bring these people up on charges, because nobody should be allowed to get by with cold-blooded murder, not even Israel, Mark.
Absolutely, Phil. You know, one of the things that I'd like to point out, I know we're going to be going to the break here in just a minute or so. Look at that. Just like I just say it, and there it is. Gosh, I wish I had that kind of ability to predict things when it came to the lottery. Anyway, we'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen, finish up the last 5 minutes of this show. We'll be right back.
Here's something. It doesn't matter if you're white, black, red, purple, thin, fat, or oblong. If you're eating food, you need to clean out the inside of your body. Why? Because undigested food and toxic chemicals build up in the digestive tract every day. If you think this can't hurt you, think again. It already has. Indigestion, bloating, gas, irregularity, and constipation are all connected to this toxic buildup. Here's what you can do about it. Take a supplement called AlloCleanse. It's all natural, and it gently cleanses the entire digestive tract. All that leftover junk inside your body gets flushed away, and your bathroom habits suddenly become a whole lot smoother. Laugh all you want, but it's true. And it's why millions of people use AlloCleanse daily. They get more energy, they're healthier, and they look better. You'd be surprised. To try AlloCleanse risk-free, call 1-800-547-6603. That's 1-800-547-6603. Or log on to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click onto the AlloEase colon banner and learn more about this product.
Are you new to freeze-dried foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 48 states.
Do you have more than $25,000 in credit card debt? Would you like to be out of debt in just 90 days using a system that has proven and guaranteed results for 15 years? I'm John Glia, the author of Winning the Collection Game and founder of Zero Debt in 90 Days. My system has helped tens of thousands of people that realized they had way too much credit card debt or just could not or did not want to continue paying credit card companies.
My wife was really skeptical, but she liked your written guarantees, and I'm glad we went with the program. Thanks to your system, we've got a fresh start and are debt-free, and it only took a few months.
I have trained over 80 attorneys in at least 15 states on how to use my system and get their clients out of debt in 90 days. But you don't need an attorney to get the benefits of my proven system. In fact, you can keep your cash. No need to negotiate with creditors. No need to pay legal fees or make a federal case out of your situation. Call my team today at 321-747-0264 or visit johngalea.com and ask for free information on how you can be debt-free in 90 days without making one payment to any creditor. That's 321-747-0264. And johnglia.com.
And we're back, ladies and gentlemen, for the last 5 minutes of today's show. Phil and I would like to end the first hour by thanking our very special guest we had on this morning, Mr. Philip Giraldi, former CIA field officer, who was on with us for a good half hour, tried to squeeze in as much discussion as we could. I think that in a half hour's time, we were very productive in that. You know, Phil, one of the things that I encounter with people who are new to this topic of the danger that our country faces as a result of this foreign influence is the fact that they, you know, they're trying to understand something based upon their own worldview. And one of the things that I try to convey to these people is
you've got to understand that these people, and by these people I mean Israel and her supporters, that they have a completely different way of looking at the world than the rest of us do. Now, take for example, there are these people who live out in the countryside of Ohio and Pennsylvania, and they're called the Amish. I assume that most, if not all, the people listening to this program know who the Amish are. The Amish, they lead a very old-fashioned way of living. You know, they don't use electricity. They don't use any gasoline engines. They basically eschew all of the modern methods of living that we use today. And they just run their farms, and they have no electric, they have no cars, they use horse and buggies, and they're basically content to live like that, and they don't try to change the world in order to accommodate them. But imagine if they did. Imagine if they were politically aggressive, and somehow they managed to get into very important and powerful positions within our society, such as the media and law and politics and whatnot, and they basically wanted to remake the world in order to conform to their worldview. It would be a disaster. Okay, imagine these people being able to introduce legislation to do away with the combustion engine, to do away with electricity and all the rest of it. It would be a complete disaster on our society, and everything would be falling apart. Well, the fact of the matter is that is basically what we are dealing with when we are dealing with Israel and the Zionists. They have this very old-fashioned, for lack of a better word, a very old-fashioned worldview about things, and they're trying to shove this worldview down the throats of the rest of us. Now, I know that I have ruffled a few people's feathers lately by suggesting that, you know, that all of this business in the Old Testament, that we've had basically the blueprint laying in front of us now for thousands of years as a warning. And what I would say to the people out there, if you want to understand why your country is falling apart, go back and read your Old Testament. It is the roadmap that is driving these people and their agenda. It is war, 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 the conquest of this group of people, the enslavement of that group of people. And until you understand this, you're not going to understand why we find ourselves in the mess that we're in. Anyway, there is that music again, Phil. We will be right back, ladies and gentlemen, after this break, and we will begin taking up your phone calls. Everybody, stay tuned.
Let me tell you why I